The value of network building versus networking. Tyranny of the urgent. The world is telling us to network. It seems there is a common agreement that building our networks is no longer an optional extra. Many of us are also discovering that we can build great relationships online. This means our network building activities are no longer geographically bound and can be far more time efficient. Building your network has never been easier, more fruitful, or more productive. However, it is critical to understand the additional value that comes from proactively building your network in addition to just networking. So, let's be clear about the difference between networking and network building. Network building is akin to relationship building, with long-term benefits including building your authority and your sphere of influence around know, like, and trusting people. Although this can also be done through networking, the benefits of networking are often simply transactional. There is no genuine sense of community, as everyone just wants to make a sale. In contrast, the strength of network building is in building your community or your tribe. And it's your tribe that builds your brand, not the other way around. If you are in doubt, think of Harley-Davidson Motorcycles, which has one of the most loyal tribes that builds its strong brand presence. In today's world, if you want to build a trusted brand, you need a supportive community of loyal advocates or champions, or on the extreme end, otaku, a Japanese word for people obsessed with your product or service. The example of otaku are people obsessed with products such as brands of chili sauce, donuts, mobile phones, and they will tell everyone how wonderful the products are. Let's say you regularly network with 10 trusted associates, providing valuable contacts for one another. You are likely to get a good result from such networking efforts. However, what if, in addition, you use a system to equip 10 like-minded others to build their teams to a size of at least 10? Then you would benefit from the advocacy of 100 like-minded others rather than just 10. Equally important, you are always meeting fresh new contacts, and you can more efficiently help your team members make relevant connections and ultimately grow your business. The main question is, what else does this kind of exponential team building make possible? It can help your existing business by providing strategic partnerships and potential clients. And we all know that when others sing our praises, it is far more powerful than when we attempt to sing our own praises. However, it is essential to realize what else becomes possible due to your network building activities. It's a great idea to view as many of the short "What's Possible" videos on our website to see how CC members have used the CC system to build their networks and achieve their desired results. When you build an exponentially growing team and interact with others in the CC doing the same, you create possibilities for additional business partnerships and multiple streams of income. When you have a growing trusted network, you are building an asset that is highly valuable to others. Through your ever-expanding trusted network, you will meet many others with great ideas, services, and products suffering because they lack the network to make their ideas work. When you have the network others need, you have an asset that can be highly valuable to them, and this, in turn, creates additional commercial possibilities for you. You may be familiar with the TV show Shark Tank. This is where people present their invention to a panel of very successful entrepreneurs who bid for the right to take their product to market in return for shares in their business. Often the inventors have spent all their time and money on their invention, and when they are finally ready to go to market, they realize they don't have a network. That's why they go on this show, to leverage the shark's network. By building your own network first, you can then put any product or service through it. Your network is a reverse shark tank. Wouldn't it be great if your proactive network building activities not only helped you expand your existing business, but also helped you increase your other potential sources of recurring income, all for no extra effort? What if you are an employee and you started building your network before going into business? You could then select a business that has the potential to achieve your desired end goals rather than just putting bread on the table. You could check the viability of this business with others you meet in the CC network whose advice you trust. And last but not least, you could get your new business venture up and running much more quickly and safely because you would have many others to collaborate with, potentially giving you leverage through advocates that already trust you. Network building, in addition to networking, just makes so much sense. So, where's the catch? Well, when you network build, you are building a team of like-minded others, your own tribe. When you think about it, any company or organization is just that, a team of people that work together to create a far greater result than is possible with an individual working on their own. Ideally, you are building a fantastic team, a team of 20%ers who can achieve great results no matter what industry you are engaged in. Sounds great, but where do you find the time when you are already struggling with urgent time commitments, such as earning enough income to provide time for your family and creating some work-life balance? And it takes patience, it doesn't happen overnight. So you need to get over the need for instant gratification. However, it is well known that we overestimate what is possible in the short term and underestimate what is possible in the longer term. When building your network, it's good to keep reminding yourself of this. So the real question you need to ask is, how important is it to me to set up the future I'd really like, perhaps a future with more income and less time required to earn that income? What are the consequences of allowing the tyranny of the urgent to prevent you from benefiting from what is truly important to you? Do you always want to be struggling for income, struggling for security, struggling for transactions, and misenjoying the memories, relationships, and experiences you really desire? The secret is to consistently invest small amounts of time in activities that ultimately multiply your time. When you are building your network, it is vital to have a system that can do much of the heavy lifting for you. A system that can save you and your team members vast amounts of time. Let's say you are one of those rare individuals who are already good at networking and can easily find people to join the team you are building within the CC. You may, for example, be able to build a team of 5 or 10 without even engaging on LinkedIn, just from people you already know or are meeting via other networking platforms. On the other hand, most of the people who join your team will most likely not have your networking talents and will benefit by learning how to find and engage with like-minded others on LinkedIn. Also, even your list is limited in the end, and you will eventually need to find more great like-minded others. So, among other things, we have developed a lot of teaching around LinkedIn to make the task of finding like-minded others much easier. In other words, team building is not just about what you need to learn, but, perhaps even more importantly, about what your team needs to know. When you have very little time, it is critical to learn and promote a system that works to reduce the amount of time you spend discussing mechanical tasks that can be learned from the podcasts, mind maps, and web pages, and more time building relationships. But first, you need to learn and use the system yourself to know what is available and promote it to your team members. Following is an overview of what's available in our system. Weekly workshop sessions are supported by podcasts, mind maps, and the CC workbook. Weekly progressive relationship building sessions with your connector are supported by podcasts, mind maps, and the CC workbook. Weekly results accelerator session, where you can build trust by learning how to advocate for others and vice versa in a small, trusted environment. Classic and special purpose podcasts that are particularly useful for professional and personal development, helping to maintain a great attitude and provide ideas that inspire you. Featured in special events. By the way, great news, you can propose your own event. These tools and more are available through the Builders menu, the heart of our website. Let's have a brief look at each of these network building tools. Workshop number 1 is called Welcome and Orientation. There is a lot of content to get through in this session, so the facilitator will need to do most of the talking. However, there is usually an opportunity to ask questions at the end. Also, there is a quiz that is fun and engaging. Workshop 1 is supported by a detailed mind map. However, rest assured, the facilitator will try to avoid death by mind map. The mind map serves two purposes. It gives you a place to revisit to learn in more detail. It allows the facilitator to know what they are about to present in their own style. Our workshop facilitators are all CC member volunteers doing their best to help you. So please do anything you can to make their job as easy as possible. Who knows, one day, you may also be a facilitator appreciating help from your attendees. Most importantly, all workshops are supported by a podcast. Each episode in this podcast exactly mirrors the topics in the mind map. In the limited time available for the workshop, one facilitator can only cover a limited amount of content. Also, in general, we only absorb a relatively small amount of information when we first hear it. CC members sing the praises of the workshop podcasts, and we highly recommend you listen and re-listen to them. As soon as possible, we also recommend you create and save a CC workbook. If you are unsure how to do this, ask your facilitator for help. The CC workbook is where you can take notes and ensure you've ticked off the workshop and progressive relationship building topics. It's also worth noting that you can access the topics for progressive relationship building from your CC workbook, as well as from the progressive learning mind map. We also recommend you re-attend workshop 1 when you are more familiar with the system. You will usually gain a much greater perspective and benefit by listening to a different facilitator. Don't let the size and level of detail in the mind maps deter you. You'll soon be zooming in and out of these mind maps and whizzing around the canvas. As always, it takes a while to adjust to new things, but before long, you'll wonder how you lived without mind maps. One of the most important outcomes we desire for workshop 1 is that during this workshop, you add a link to the builder's menu to the home screen of your phone. The main reason for doing this is so that you can listen to podcasts like the one you are currently listening to. We hope you get a chance to do this before you go into workshop 1 so that you can help others in that workshop. Workshop 2 is simply called Why. This workshop is designed to elevate your vision of what is possible for you and your team members when you consistently engage in network building. It's also designed to be interactive so that you can learn what inspires others. This can also trigger aha moments and help you identify with others who are also on their network building journey. We hope you will keep revisiting workshop 2 to help keep yourself and others, especially your team members, inspired. Workshop 3 is about conversing with people you already know to see if they are interested in building their networks. This interactive workshop takes you through a process to trigger people in your mind that could benefit from and may be interested in building their networks. Learn how to have a discovery call with them. Learn how to book them in for a CC experience and simultaneously book a follow-up call with them. Learn how to use the questionnaire your guests fill in at the end of their CC experience. Learn how to involve someone more experienced, typically your connector, in the onboarding process. Workshop 4 is called How to Find Great Network Building Partners. Workshop 4 provides an excellent overview of building your network using LinkedIn. What kind of team building partners are you looking for and how to find them? This includes an introduction to searching for great LinkedIn partners using Boolean searches. Workshop 5 describes how to use various CC tools to speed up your LinkedIn outreach, notably the My Most Trusted Chrome extension. Workshop 5 is incredibly helpful as it allows you to interact with more experienced builders who can help you with any issues you may be experiencing. Workshop 5B is where the real gold lies. In this workshop, you learn how to get better results from your LinkedIn outreach and hear what others are doing to produce great results. Workshop 6 helps you overcome the biggest hurdle we have so far discovered: lack of personal consistency in putting fingers to the keyboard, FTK. In fact, if you remain consistent with your daily network building activities, especially on LinkedIn, and set this example for those in your team, you are predictably destined to grow a highly effective, trusted team of team-building advocates. Workshop 11 is inspiring. Every week, we have a different speaker in the area of professional and personal development, as well as hints and tips on achieving your personal goals via business success. We consistently receive accolades from members about how much these sessions are helping them. In addition to these standard workshops, we have a series of occasional workshops designed for particular purposes. Examples of this include: how to take my most trusted to the next level using an integrated CRM. How to improve your LinkedIn profile to attract those you are looking to partner with. How to promote CC-sponsored events, and how to create and promote events of your own. While our workshops are fantastic, it is critical to understand that they are not a substitute for weekly get-togethers with your connector, where you'll go through the topics of our progressive learning syllabus. Not only will you learn about the system during these sessions, but perhaps even more importantly, this is where you can consistently build your relationship with your connector. The relationship with your connector is significant because they easily connect you with other highly relevant contacts once they understand you better. Among other things, your connector will go through some fun quizzes and questionnaires that will help raise your vision and clarify what's important for you and what is possible. So far, it's easy to see there is a steep learning curve. However, we urge you to at least experience our weekly results accelerator sessions. You need only attend one results accelerator to see the value of meeting in a small group to learn how to advocate for others and have others advocate for you. Many CC members say these meetings are their favorites, and they make a special effort to attend them every week they possibly can. Our attitudes are crucial in determining whether or not we achieve the results we seek. For example, an attitude of commitment to continual learning makes all the difference to how we view things. You only need to taste our classic and special purpose podcasts to get hooked. Form the healthy habit of listening to this material daily, and you'll be so glad you did. We aim to add a new season to our classic podcasts roughly every 2 months. So that is another 20 episodes every couple of months. If you have material you'd like to suggest, please do. Our CC featured events are very effective because the event topics are highly relevant to network building. The speakers are inspirational. They are open to people outside the CC. All participants will have the opportunity to fill in a questionnaire at the end indicating, among other things, their level of interest in network building. After the presentation, attendees will have a chance to meet the speaker and other attendees and ask questions. In other words, featured events are a great way to help people meet relevant others, gain relevant information, and raise curiosity about network building. Special events are events proposed and created by members like you. These events can be on all kinds of topics, and if relevant, they can include people who are not yet members of the CC. Hopefully, this podcast has inspired you about the value of network building as a way to achieve your all-important end goals, as well as the interim means for achieving those goals. We hope we have also given a good overview of the network building tools available to you and your current and future team members through the CC.